On a phone line is Janet Carrick. She's a real estate agent with At Properties. Hey, Janet, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me on, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, do you sell in the St. John area?
I definitely do. Actually, I sell in the area, and I also live here as well. So, great community.
So I think some of us are hearing about this Lake County town for the first time. It's not a big town, about 15,000 people. Is the real estate market there as hot as it is in the Chicagoland area?
Definitely. We are having tons of multiple offer situations. I'm working with buyers where we're, you know, going up against cash offers, multiple offers, and there's just not enough inventory out there. We were having, I think with all the COVID, a lot of people, of course, weren't listing. But then, like, towards the end of last year, we started to have, like, more demand. We were actually exceeding 2019 sales.
Yeah.
And just trying to keep up with that, even a lot of the builders that I talk to, that it's just there's just not enough inventory, and they can't keep up with the demand of the buyers.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I have not. I've been in the business for about 20 years, and you know, going through the different cycles that we've all gone through, but it's just been crazy. It's tough for the builders. I know a lot of the materials, they're, you know, having to, there's back orders on things.
Yeah.
I have clients that are looking at that have just purchased new construction, but it's about like an 8 to 10 month build time, which typically it would be like 4 to 6 months. But with, you know, backlog, with especially, I'm sure you've heard about lumber prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk about that every day. And, you know, it's funny because, so St. John is part of Chicagoland, obviously. But
definitely.
But it's Lake County. And I think that people in the Chicago area, if they can, are migrating east and northeast. They are heading towards Lake County. They're heading to Southwest Michigan. They're pushing your town maybe more than they are pushing even the western suburbs of Chicago, or for that matter, Wisconsin. So while we're all feeling this crunch, I'll bet if you own a home in St. John, you are sitting really pretty. You're on equity,
yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh, definitely. I mean, just it's kind of crazy because I was looking at figures for even the fall. You just have to, like, the prices have just continually increased just because there isn't the supply out there. You know, with At Properties, we are working, trying to get more listings, get more inventory out there, but it's just because of that timeline where there people weren't listing,
yeah.
And then now you can't, I mean, it's just tough. And then some people are like, well, if I list, where am I going to go? Because I don't have the inventory to go to somewhere. So that's it's been a little bit of a challenge with that. But again, we're, you know, we've had an increase of listings this year. People are starting to open up more. I think with COVID, as everyone knows, it's been a tough and challenging times.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, working through that and thank goodness moving forward. And, you know, things are opening up more, so people are feeling more confident about putting their home on the market and taking advantage.
I'm going to move to St. John, Indiana tomorrow.
I think you should. It's a great community.
I'm going to contact At Properties. Is there a part of St. John that is, you know, is there east side, west side, is there the lake side? What are the neighborhoods? What are the popular neighborhoods out there?
Yeah, well, actually, right now, I mean, the big community that, and it's been in for a while, is Gates of St. John. It's a, almost like a community within a community, because there is a wide variety of homes, from pair cottages to executive homes. Then there's also within that community, there is like a daycare center. There's a family or Christian school. There's like Franciscan Alliance has like a outpatient center. So it's kind of like a community within a community, and that just kind of keeps adding on to it.
Is it a communal community in some ways? Do people in St. John work in Chicago?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And now with the railroad, with the rail line coming in, like Dyer is a adjoining town, and they have the Amtrak, so easy commute to Illinois. And actually, we're about 30 miles away, so it tends to be about a 45-minute commute. But the taxes here are really great. That's one of the driving factors.
Oh, wait, talk to me about that. What are the taxes on a $300,000 house or something like that?
$300,000. It would be about $3,500 to $4,000.
Guess what?
I'm sure.
Guess what? It's more in the western suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's insane. There are people who are paying over $1,000 a month in property taxes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. And it's really helped here. The other community that we see also is like the Preserve. That's a growing community, and that is a little bit closer to the Illinois border. That's a newer community with some executive and upscale homes. And then now a premier gated community, the Continental, and it has estate lots. The lots start at like $250,000, but that is something that we have available. I know some of the other towns have the gated communities. This will be the first gated community in St. John.
Okay. One more thing. How are the developments out there impacting the sales of existing homes?
Well, you know what? The sales are staying strong due to the low inventory, even with new construction. Like right now, I just pulled up there. We have 13 homes on the market in all of St. John. So right now, we have less than a month's worth of inventory. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Huh. Typically, when you have a balanced market, you're at a 4 to 5 month inventory. But definitely a seller's market is what I can say. So,
well, it's not, I guess, any different in some ways in Chicago. It's just more so. And as it is a smaller town, the inventory is even tighter. But I think one of the reasons, we'll talk to one of your aldermen or your city councilman about this in a little while, what probably keeps people from wanting to leave is because of all of the awards that St. John wins as a town. It's a great place to raise a family, safe city streets, safe communities, fourth safest city in Indiana, et cetera, et cetera. So if folks are sitting on money, they still don't want to sell. They just don't want to leave, do they?
You're right, right. It's a great community. And actually, you have that small town feel. Most of the businesses that we have are down the, most people know it as US 41, but it changes names as you go down. It's like Indianapolis Boulevard. In St. John, it's known as Wicker Avenue. A lot of the businesses along that corridor, and most of them are small businesses.
US 41. Wait a minute. You said US 41?
Correct.
That's Lakeshore Drive, isn't it? US 41 is Lakeshore Drive.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't get to say that much more, so I'm going to exercise that opportunity. Well, it's nice.
We're
to
on Lakeshore Drive, Wicker Avenue.
Yeah, there you go. St. John of Lakeshore Drive. Hello. You guys don't have to change the name of it.
I love it.
Well, listen, it's nice to talk to you, Janet. Congratulations on what sounds like a great community, and it sounds like you're in the right business at Properties. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure talking with you.
And she's gone. I don't know where she just sort of faded there. It's nice to hear you, though, Jana. Thanks for joining.